From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman. Events in Charlottesville, Virginia last weekend are stirring a bit of a national discussion on issues of race and how we interpret history. Over the next several days, KUAR is going to take a look at several perspectives here in Arkansas. Bob Ballinger, state representative out of Hinesville in Madison County, joins me on the telephone. Thanks a lot for your time and talking with us.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here. Appreciate you giving an opportunity to address this issue, and it's actually one that is important and obviously right now. I mean, I really feel like we're at a stage where things can get better, things can fall apart. So I think it's something we need to be looking at.
You've pretty clearly condemned bad actors, neo-Nazi, Klansmen and the like, but you do see them not in the exact same light, but similar in some ways, maybe about tactics, to groups like Black Lives Matter, and what the president is kind of called the alt-left. What are you trying to say when you make a comparison like that? Black Lives Matter, for instance, they would say they want a solution to racism, not to create a nation based on it, like a Nazi would or something.
Yeah, and that, I mean, I would agree with that 100%. In fact, I would even say that, you know, if I were the father of a young black man in an urban area, and with the understanding of what the life expectancy is of them because of violence and those type of things, I mean, I would want to look for a solution. However, also the thing that concerns me and frankly frustrates me, and the reason why I would say that they're a hate group is not because of that. I mean, I totally get that. But that's why NAACP is out there. I don't always agree with them. They tend to take liberal positions that I don't agree with, but they're out there working to try to better their community. Mm-hmm. Black Lives Matter, however, starts in even in their best. You know, the when they do, their tactics are burning police cars, blocking highways, and, you know, breaking windows, right? I mean, that is what they were born out of was riots. But that's not where they stop. They also continue with chants like pigs in a blanket, fry them like bacon. That's hate. That's divisive. That's totally damaging to our society. And the whole idea of race relations, it destroys them. You know, there's one of the leaders of the Black Lives Matter made the comment that says, until police officers start getting shot, our movement is never going to be fulfilled. Our goals will never be reached. You know, you have individuals who claim to be associated or affiliated or motivated by Black Lives Matter who assassinate several cops in Dallas, or a guy in Louisiana who assassinated a cop who would say that he was associated or motivated by Black Lives Matter. And that's what I'm saying is, like, yeah, okay, neo-Nazis have been around a long time. They hold a whole idea that stems from the concept of a superior race and all that kind of stuff. That's wickedness. And I totally denounce that. But also any group that's out there embracing, you know, pigs in a blanket, fry them like bacon, I will also denounce. And I think that on both sides, what we have are extremes, right? We have these camps. And the difference is you have mainstream individuals who are right now embracing Antifa and saying it's legitimate. You have no mainstream, no legitimate person, nobody out there that's embracing, I mean, you know, anybody that has got any kind of credibility has now rejected the white supremacists and neo-Nazis and all that stuff. Whereas on the left, you do have Antifa out there and Black Lives Matter out there that they are actually apologetic for, even though they say things like, you know, pigs in a blanket frying like bacon, or they strike a reporter who's just out there, you know, trying to report. And those kind of things are almost being covered up, and those groups are sort of being coddled. If we're addressing is Charlottesville, I put out my statement to my constituents when Charlottesville happened, and several of my constituents wanted to address the Antifa and Black Lives Matter at that time, and I pushed back on that and I rejected it. And the reason why is there was a young woman who was murdered by a white nationalist who frankly wasn't just planning on murdering one person. He drove in that crowd with the intent to murder a bunch of them and to hurt a bunch of people. And so I think it's unhelpful to start addressing all these other legitimate issues that I think are divisive to our country when you have, you know, one group, one individual that was responsible for such a profound and heinous act. If what we're talking about is Charlottesville, then my attitude in conversation is different than if what we're talking about is race relations in general. And frankly, I think that's even a more narrow concern than what I have. What I have a concern about is tribalism, where we have, you know, through social media and through all the other media choices, we started cutting up our society into small segments and saying, if you belong in this segment, then this is where you need to caucus on the left, or you need a caucus on the right, and you've got to be forced into one place or the other, and either you're going to be somebody that embraces Antifa, or you're somebody who embraces the white nationalists, and that's just erroneous and damaging. You know, vast majority of people are the 80% in the middle who don't think cops should be fried like bacon, and also don't think that black people are inferior because of the nature of their birth and their race. That's where 80% of our society is, and if we will, you know, find ways to come together and focus on some of those things without, you know, being called racist because we don't embrace the you know, those groups, then I think, you know, we'll be, and frankly, even in that 80%, there's huge diversity in ideology and thought. That should be allowed. We ought to be allowed to have differences in opinions and not be a monster just because we have a difference of opinion.
Well, let me narrow it down a little bit just for one quick question, then we'll get off of the immediacy of Charlottesville. And I will just say for our listeners, you had a lot of descriptions of the Black Lives Matter movement, and we'll have Wendell Griffin, a pastor in Pulaski County Circuit Judge, on later. He's been a vocal defender of that movement, so we'll address some of that perhaps in the interview later on this week. But those in Charlottesville were from many, many organizations, both those in favor of the defending the statue and those that were counter-protesting. Many of them are unaffiliated, students and the like. They're just, you know, people that live in the area. They don't subscribe necessarily to any dues-paying group or anything like that. But most of them there, it seemed like, at least from media reports, that a lot of the counter-demonstrators, they weren't saying things like "fry 'em like bacon" or even "Black Lives Matter." You know, they did say "Black Lives Matter," but a lot of it was pretty explicit. We're there to oppose Nazis. We don't want a white ethno state. I mean, do you think, is it fair to describe the counter protesters there as radical anti-fascists, or do you think was a considerable mainstream element of peaceful people there?
I don't know. That's a good question. I mean, you know, I did see you know, videos of people who came there with weapons. Antifa showed up with the intent. I mean, Antifa's view is not, I mean, they'll tell you point blank that it's their job to go out and use force and use violence if necessary to stop what they see as fascism. So they went there to battle. I mean, that's why they showed up. Now I'm sure, in fact, this young lady who was murdered, I don't think she was part of Antifa. I think she was just a concerned person with a heart that she wanted to see, you know, people protect. I'm not sure, and I'm sure I wouldn't agree with all of her ideology, but my guess is she was just a kind person who was there to try to express her First Amendment right to try to, you know, push back on this other stuff. That Antifa, I mean, the guy who struck the reporter, you know, with Antifa,
right,
he went there to fight, and, you know, to hit a woman who's just there as a reporter, you know, it shows that there's a lot of anger and hate and bitterness that's wrapped up in that. However, having said all that, you know, the striking the reporter is pretty gross. The hitting a person with a stick is pretty gross. Some of the stuff that maybe Antifa was engaged in is pretty gross. When you put it in comparison with the guy who's willing to drive into a crowd of people, there's no balance there. There's no reason to even try to create a balance there.
Sure. So let's move from old Virginia down to Arkansas, our preferred place of residence. Last legislative session, the state's dual observance of Robert E. Lee and Martin Luther King Jr. on the same day was ended.
I voted to separate the holidays in 15, and then I voted for it again in 17. Now, I chaired the meeting in 17. So I think I actually even put my name down as a vote for it. But I've supported it, even though I think Lee was an incredible man, and made probably a bad decision in siding with. But at the same time, his loyalty to his state, which back then was much more like, you know, patriotism wasn't something that was necessarily focused on the nation. It was focused on states. And so he had loyalty to his birth state. But even after the Civil War, there was very few people that did a better job of bringing the country together and you know, pushing back on the Confederacy and the idea of you know, memorializing the separateness and so forth. So I think Lee gets a bad rap simply because of his association with other people who were bad actors in the Confederacy.
Yeah, that is something you made clear in the past, that you have respect and admiration for some parts of the Confederacy, particularly some of the men that fought the battles, like Robert E. Lee. But, you know, in no way does that make you an avowed neo-Nazi or Klansman or anything like that.
Right.
What you just said, Jacob, is profound, actually.
Let me just focus on this. What you just said is exactly what my passion and my heart is that somebody can realize, like, I don't agree with Bob that, you know, that we should have any reverence for Robert E. Lee, even if had good traits, but because he decided to cast his lots with his Confederacy that was fighting for slavery, you know, I don't think we should go down that path. But I do understand that Bob could have that opinion and it be rational, and it doesn't make him a white supremacist. And I think if we could embrace that, because I don't think that that's at least from social media and the response that I got from my comments yesterday, is that, you know, it's they're creating an either or. You know, if you want to see a monument stand up, then you're a white supremacist. You know, if you like preserving, you know, Southern heritage, that must mean you're a racist. And that's not necessarily true. A person can come to a rational position of saying, I would like to see this Southern heritage preserved, and still be a good person who is not racist at all. Those two things can coincide. I would also say a person can say that Confederate monument needs to come down, and it doesn't mean that they're left-wing radical, you know, hate-filled people, snowflake or whatever. You know, I think a person can come to a rational position. I may not agree with it, but I think they can come to a rational position to say our country's better off if we pull the monuments down. And if we'll quit demonizing the other person for having a difference in opinion, then we can start going to work. Then our country can't be preserved. But I feel like the path we're going down is, you know, you push everybody off into these separate camps, and now let's go to war. And that's how nations fall.
Let me ask you about one bit of lawmaking to close out this interview. Other states, notably Alabama, have passed some laws that make it very difficult for any type of monument to anything to be removed. Do you foresee any action in the legislature to bolster landmarks? And of course, I just want to say that, you know, a lot of the monuments, especially in Arkansas, one we once talked about in the Bentonville Town Square, it's not owned by the state government necessarily.
No, yeah. there was a bill last legislative session that would have done essentially that. I don't think it was as strong as like Alabama's version, but I think that it, you know, provided some flexibility. But, you know, it got 77 votes in the House and ended up dying in the Senate, and I voted for it. I'll tell you, though, I have some reservations for voting for it simply because of the fact that it does impede upon cities and counties that have ownership of some of these things. So I'd give a little bit of – it does give me some pause to go in and intervene. You know, if there was a bill like that just protected it on state grounds, I would support it. So, but at the same time, you know, I voted for that one because in the collective, I thought it was a good idea. And frankly, it would sure make life a lot more simple if we had it in place.
Just because we'd have a permanency, but there'd be the end of that discussion.
Yeah, we wouldn't be fighting about things. And this is the thing, is that the statue in Bentonville on the square.
Yeah,
that's Barry. Who wasn't actually a Confederate general. He was an officer in the Confederacy, but he was also a senator for years and years and years in the state of Arkansas. He was also a governor of the state of Arkansas for a long time. You know, he was a guy that is a, you know, pretty notable guy for the state of Arkansas. I mean, it would make me sad if something that is a historical monument that's been in place for years and years and years and years, that's commemorating one of our, you know, early, you know, statesmen in the state of Arkansas would get pulled down because of the national fervor that I think is misplaced.
I think you're certainly right that at this point, at least, the fervor is in other parts of the nation. In Arkansas, we don't see mass protests really from people trying to pull down monuments. You've seen some social media activity, but it hasn't been a huge focus as of yet with monuments.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Well, Representative Bob Ballinger out of Hinesville, Madison County, Republican. You're running for the state Senate, I believe, in 2018. Thanks a lot
That's
for talking
great.
With us today.
All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate you having me on.